Four illegal aliens arrested in Chicago for robbing and strangling man on mass transit. By Warner Todd Houston on February 19, 2024. Four illegal aliens were arrested on Saturday in Chicago after being accused of robbing and strangling a man on the city's Pink Line train. The four men reportedly attacked and robbed a 48-year-old man on the train near the Costner Avenue station at around 4:45 p.m. on February 17, the Chicago Police Department, CPD, said, according to CWV Chicago. CPD officers arrested the four men at the next station and discovered that they were all staying at the Standard Club Migrant Shelter downtown, only blocks away from the Art Institute of Chicago. The suspects are Fernando Loyo Rodriguez, 22, Wilker Gutierrez Sierra, 21, Carlos Carreño Carreño, 20, and Yanir Guasamuquer Garcia, 18. The suspects were scheduled to appear before a detention hearing on Monday. The incident is part and parcel to the sharp rise in arrests of migrants involved in violent crime, a rate that had increased a whopping 11.00% in Chicago since 2021. As Breitbart News reported in November. Similar incidents are also being reported in the nearby suburbs. In Oak Brook, for instance, officials have been dealing with organized retail theft gangs, and many of the suspects arrested have been traced back to Chicago's migrant shelters. Chicago is hardly suffering this crime wave alone. The suburbs surrounding sanctuary cities all across the country have been witnessing a massive spike in crime of all sorts. In January, a group of nine migrants even began beating two New York Police Department officers in broad daylight. "Watch, I thought this was America?" alleged migrants beat NYPD cops. Despite the offense, which is usually a felony, most of the migrants arrested were immediately released without bail by George Soros-bought New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.